On this episode, we share our favorite hot tubs around the Walt Disney Resort property. This is episode 277 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hi, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head over to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows currently on Mondays and Fridays. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every single Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we currently have new shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, at-home live streams, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM Network merchandise, including the awesome new Baby Yoda and Mando shirts, and so much more. Check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And as we wait for news on when the parks do reopen, I know everybody's looking forward to a future trip, whenever that may be, to Disney World, Disneyland, even a Disney Cruise Line once everything is back open. And you really should check out our amazing partners, Zippity Doodah Travel. You can go to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form you can fill out. Shoot it over to Kendra and her wonderful, wonderful agents, and they're going to get back to you with a free quote. And once you go ahead and decide to book with them, they're going to get you the best rate. They're going to answer questions, help you with your planning. That is also completely free to you. And if you want the absolute best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, and more, head over to expeditionroasters.com. Use code CTM15 at checkout and save 15% off your entire order. Today's episode is going to be about, I don't know if this was the perfect timing because it is getting very hot in Florida.
Hot.
And again, we're not sure when resorts and parks open back up, but this is something I think that maybe it'll help people plan for the future as they pick a resort, you know, come fall, winter, early spring and things like that. And that is the best hot tubs at Walt Disney World.
Okay.
So are you excited for this one?
Sure.
You're not, are you going to side with the not a big hot tub fan because they are?
Yeah, because of kind of being a germaphobe a little bit. And
they're
what,
hot.
But that
they're bubbly.
Breeds bacteria from what people say.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Well, if anybody says that, let us know, because I'm not sure if
doctors,
that's a scientific
fact. No, I'm just
fact.
Kidding. I don't know.
But no, I'll say, you know, I do agree that these can often be hot cauldrons of butt soup. And
ew.
So I don't know that I want to get
ew.
Into a hot tub at many places, but at Disney, I certainly, you know,
I feel that.
I feel that, you know, they're certainly looking over and they're checking them constantly. I mean, we can be in the, you know, you can go to the pool for a day and I feel like it's, I don't know what the actual thing is. And, you know, if any cast members or lifeguards are, you know, listening, let us know. But I feel like once an hour I see them checking, you know, the pH levels of the water in the pool and all, and they're checking the hot tub, and they're checking to make sure it has enough, you know, chlorine and things like that. So I trust the Disney hot tub.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to go jump in one if it's full. I prefer to get in them when there are limited other guests in them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you go back to, you know, recent episode with Adam from the Mouse and More and us talking about spas, that's more of a comfortability level on my end.
Right.
I don't personally. Did you ever have a station wagon growing up? Did your parents ever have one?
No, they did not, but we had giant cars.
But the, I mean, you know, with the back seat that flipped up, though?
No.
So the old school station wagons, we had several, like, very similar to National Lampoon's Vacation. Not quite that. That's but funny. They always had the seat that flipped up in the back, and you faced out the back window.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were ever in that seat, you spent the entire car trip trying not to make eye contact with the people that were pulling up behind you, because it was just awkward. And that's how I feel about hot tubs. Like, if you go sit in a hot tub and then there's just another person sitting directly across from you, it's just awkward if you're just staring at them. So you kind of got to look around, or hopefully, you know, if you and I are in it, we just turn our heads and we're talking to each other. Right. But I'm not big on being in a hot tub with strangers.
Well, the difference between you and I, before we get in on to the best hot tubs, is the hot tub
situation. Is this one difference, or like in general?
Well,
or is it the only difference, or is it just one of many?
You have restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
I do not.
Yes.
And I don't feel that I need a hot tub to relax, but there's a big but behind that, because I sometimes do. If I've been working a lot, if I've been, I do enjoy actually something hot to relax me, mm-hmm. and just, and now it's hard, like in the, like winter, depending on where you're staying, because if it's cold outside, then I don't want to walk that far and get cold and then go to the hot tub. And then the good news is when you're walking back and everything, you probably won't get cold because you've been so hot. But
I think that makes sense, the difference
where I don't like, I don't want to say I don't care about it, but I'm not almost in a need for it like you would be.
Yeah.
Where that'd be another curious thing if you did when we go get our massage, if you would get in the plunge pool.
Yeah, maybe. It's, I don't know. I mean, for me, I do think, you know, I do think hot tubs are relaxing. I do think there's something about it, you know, especially if you have done a Disney park all day long. And this was a big portion of our episode with Adam and enjoying the spas and getting a massage, was that, you know, your body will start to ache when you've been on it all day long, moving around all day long. So that's why I think, you know, hot tubs can be really good at the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Now there, you know, I do think that there is a season, at least for people in the South like us, of hot tubs at Disney. I'm not going to go get in one in July, even if it's nighttime. It's just because it's just going to be too hot outside for me at the same time. But there's nothing like a good jet against your lower back when you've had a long, long day in the park.
Yes.
So, okay. And then, you know, Speedos are optional.
Oh my goodness.
So let's get into our picks. We have our top five hot tubs.
Okay.
Now, to preface this a little bit, we only selected hot tubs that we have been in.
Yes.
Okay, so we have not been in the Riviera, we have not been in Contemporary, we have not been in Grand Flow, and we actually have not been in Yacht and Beach Club because it was June when we went.
Right, but I would probably say, I don't remember, where was it? Because
At Yacht and Beach Club at Stormalong Bay, mm-hmm. it was over, if I remember correctly, it was over there, it's almost raised a little bit over in that corner closer to Yacht,
yep.
near one of the bridges that comes over, I believe.
I think so too, and I would say that would be fun, and that would be a nice one if you were in a time where maybe it was still really hot in the day, but it was starting to cool down at night.
And I believe, again, if I'm thinking correctly, I could be wrong, you could potentially see some action and some fireworks coming from Epcot.
In the hot tub?
Yeah.
Oh.
In the hot tub.
All right. Yeah. So moving on now.
So we're going to go on. We got our top five. We do have an honorable mention because I really think this is worth mentioning. And this is on Disney property, mm-hmm. but it's not owned by Disney.
Right.
Where are we talking about?
The Swan and Dolphin. And we are talking specifically the Dolphin, because that is where we've stayed, and that's where we were at.
Yeah, but they share the main grotto pool.
Oh, that's right. They do. I forgot.
Even though I do feel like accessibility is a little bit better from Dolphin side than Swan side.
I agree.
But this, first of all, the grotto pool
is,
you know,
amazing.
If you want to talk best pools on Disney property, and you're going to include ones that aren't owned by Disney, I think the grotto pool is a contender.
I agree. I started to say, if you were going to say first, I'd say no because of Storm Along Bay. But right. absolutely a very high contender. I mean, one, I hate to say this, is because there's no lifeguards.
Yeah.
And there's only... Wait, no. I don't even think there's one at the slide.
No. No. No.
And you can have floats.
Yeah, I can't either.
But you can have floats in the pool because we actually rented one and had in the pool for a little bit. You can rent them. It's a big pool, and they actually have also quiet pools.
Yes.
So and then they also have that giant pool, and then there's a kind of side pool that's not considered a quiet pool
by the
bar
restaurant
and the
bar.
Food. Yep. Where you can watch the movie in the water.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. So anyways, but we're talking, about,
we're
hot
talking
tubs.
About hot tubs. So there, well, first of all, there's two hot tubs.
Yes.
You have one in each side.
Yep.
Which is really cool. They are slightly secluded because you kind of, you walk up a little bit, remember? Mm-hmm. And it's got this luscious landscape and rock surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of two hot tubs because if I walk up to one... And you know, if you and I walk up to one and we're just thinking, you know what, let's go for a nice dip in a hot tub and we just want to, you know, recall our day and talk and just have a nice relaxing, you know, evening, maybe have a drink by our side. And you get up there and there's just like one dude sitting in it. You're kind of like, well, I don't really want to get in this one now. Now, if it's another couple, it's okay. But if it's like a single person, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like four or five or a family or
even that
one person.
No, I'm more comfortable getting in a hot tub with multiple people than just one person sitting there.
Huh?
Like for me, I'll touch on that later. Well, I'm not going to touch on it. I'll talk about it. I'm not touching anything in these, but it is, I think this is a great honorable mention. I think Swan and Dolphin is like, I wish Disney owned it.
I agree.
Like,
especially because the Magic Band, and if they would implement Magic Band opening your doors
and theming,
Well,
I mean, Swan and Dolphin
honestly,
is amazing.
The Swan and Dolphin theming is fine to me. That I don't care because you walk out and you're right there by
boardwalk
and everything.
True. Yeah,
and I think it's gorgeous, like dolphins inside the. Yeah. But and again, we're talking about hot tubs, but yes, I would love for Swan and Dolphin to be Disney property instead of just, Disney owned instead of just Disney
just
property.
I'm very interested to see how the Cove turns out, which will be the addition. So we'll have Swan, Dolphin, and Cove. So Swan and Dolphin, nickname is Swalfin.
Oh.
So now Swan, Dolphin, Cove, I'm not sure we're going to be Swalfove.
Yeah.
That's not going to roll off the tongue well. Mm. They've got a PR nightmare marketing thing on there.
All right, so
we're going to go to number five pick of Disney owned on property hot tubs. If you're playing the newly created Bingo Main Street Magic Bingo at home, you can go ahead and cross this one off of your list. You know, I don't know. It wouldn't be an episode if we didn't mention this resort. Where are we talking about, Rhonda, and why?
Coronado Springs.
Yes.
The lost city of Cibola Pool.
Yes.
And yeah, it is the largest hot tub on property.
It's huge.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
I did not. It seats 22 people.
22 adults.
That's a
lot of adults. That is a party.
That's too many.
Yeah, that is a bit too much.
Are you sure? How do they count? Do they sit butts next to each other? And you got 22,
that'd be 44 cheeks.
But I mean, are you touching people? Like, how does that work?
I'm not sure of the
distance.
Are you
standing in the middle? Like, you're like, all right,
well,
I'm going to stand.
Unfortunately, upon reopening, if we were doing a 6-foot distance, this is going to significantly cut down on the amount of people. But it is a large, large hot tub.
It is.
I'm not sure who measured. I was not part of the group that was on this, so I'm not sure how close
cheek to cheek
we were, if this was nuts to butts or not, but this is a large hot tub, and that's one of the reasons I think it makes our list, is because, you know, if you can fit 22 people in there and you walk up to it and there's already 8 people in there, you're not going to get in and be like so close. You know what I mean?
Correct. You'll feel like
that's the other thing is when water's bubbling and like, you know, you kind of like you want to be able to relax and kind of just enjoy yourself. But oh, man, if you like if your toe touches another toe,
you're
not sure whose toe it is. Like it's going to get awkward. Yeah. That's, like at that point, you just. Do you just get up and just walk away? Do you
yeah.
just get and be like, my bad. I don't know whose toe that was. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have rubbed my foot against yours for 5 minutes. I thought it was my wife's, but I can't see through the water. I don't know what you do at that point. But I like the fact that it's that large. You are very close to Siesta's pool bar, which is one of my favorites.
Yep.
And honestly, if you want to go ahead and dry off and throw on a cover up and walk over to Three Bridges, get yourself something to drink, get yourself something to eat, and then walk back and get in the hot tub again, it's not bad. And the view, if you are positioned correctly, of Grand Destino Tower at night, especially when they light up the tower in different colors, is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, you know, that's the reason that this falls in at number five. I do think that it's a very simple hot tub in the sense that,
very simple.
You know, it's just like, it's like a giant, well, square. It's, not, it's got it's some like, offshoots.
Yeah, but, it does have a few offshoots. Yeah.
And it's very close to the pool. So I do think it is one that, you know, as you walk out, it is a couple steps up.
Yep.
As you walk out down two, three steps, there is a good stair entry into the pool. So depending on the age of your kids, I do think this is one that you could potentially enjoy the hot tub while still keeping an eye on your children.
I agree.
Again, depending on their age. You're not just going to
yeet
throw a baby in there and
the
then
baby.
Go get in the hot tub. So, all right, next, number four. I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. It's going to blow their mind.
I do too.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about actually Fort Wilderness. That is the campground, Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
And cabins. It is the Meadow Swimming Pool.
Mm-mm, no. Swimming. You had a G on the end. It's swimming pool, not swimming.
My
pool.
Bad. It's the Meadow Swimming
it's like,
Pool.
It's like Art, Art, geez, Zoe. Art Smith's Homecoming. It's not Homecoming, it's Homecoming.
Okay. Swimming.
Swimming. There you go. You got it, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this Southerner's got it.
I know you do. You're being proper.
First of all, it's the atmosphere. It's really
this
cool.
Pool. I love this whole area.
Yep.
It's
got the slide and this is the, air quotes, what is it called? Value?
Yeah. That's the thing is that, you know, when you consider the campsites are value.
Right. When you tent camp and then even sometimes if you have a pull behind or a drivable RV and sometimes you can get really good deals and you're spending, you know, 80, 90, 100 bucks a night, 110, still less than All Star. This is, you know, considered a value. The reason because there's more campsites than there are cabins.
Mm-hmm.
Your cabins are not a value.
No,
when they are anywhere
three to four hundred a night. Yeah.
But they are amazing. With that being said, your atmosphere back to that, you have a slide, which is really fun. This is a pretty big pool.
Yeah.
You have the hot tub that is near, very near. And then you have the pool bar. You have the kids
play area,
which is really cool too for young kids.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. And then it's close.
It's
to
closer
the movie.
The actual location of the hot tub is closer to the deep end of the pool.
Correct.
Which still never gets that deep at Disney, but you are right. This is still an area that is very close to Meadows Trading Post.
Mm-hmm.
It is close to where they do the movie at night and the sing-along. And so this whole, I think this whole collection and area is unbelievable. And, you know, if you're at Fort Wilderness and you're camping and you have your own golf cart or you rented one or you're in the cabins and you rent one, To be able to take a golf cart up to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I love their pool bar. I just, you know, yeah, everything is decked out and made in like wood and looks like a log cabin. Mm-hmm. And this atmosphere is just the absolute good. Best. The food is good. The drinks are good.
Yep.
I don't know. There's something. It has this, to me, not that I was going to pool areas in the early 70s, but I've seen movies that represent that. That's the feeling to me. It has this old school nostalgic feeling of like growing up and going to the pool and there's a bar there and your dad gets a beer and you get a pizza and you go swim in the hot tub. And again, we're talking about the hot tub, but it, you know, I think
but
all of that
hot
comes
tub,
into play.
Right. Because every hot tub is near a pool.
Right.
I mean,
oh, of course. Yeah.
You're not going to a hot tub and the pool's a mile away.
Right.
So.
Right.
I feel like this is, yes, we are speaking about hot tubs, but, you know, there is the pool that does go with it.
Yes. Agreed. And also, which is great about Fort Wilderness area is that when they have the quiet pool, especially the one over near the cabins, it also has its own hot tub.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
The only tip I will say about Fort Wilderness and the pool, I'm not sure I would stay there and do the pool in the mid deep of summer.
We went one time. It was a little murky.
It was
we will
gross.
Say it was. I think there was a film on top.
It was,
I've never seen so many human beings in a pool at one time.
This was the first time that I was like, I don't even want to get in.
Yeah.
And the pool water was like the hot tub water.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot. Like it was not refreshing.
Yeah.
And this was one of the first times that I was like, this is weird for Disney.
And that was, Fort Wilderness was the first time that I saw a lifeguard rescue training happen. You remember?
Oh, but they didn't literally rescue somebody, right?
No. It was a training. Yeah. And so we're sitting there and I'm sitting back in my chair and just enjoying the day. And I remember looking over and I saw a guy fully clothed man that looked a little suspicious and he's walking around. I'm kind of just keeping my eye on him. And I'm like, literally in my head where I'm like, is there going to come a point where I have to go tackle someone? I don't know. And would I? I'm not sure what's happening. This would be awkward. So what if it's just a guy looking for his kids that were up here and he just didn't put a bathing suit on? So anyway, so this guy's in regular plain clothes and he starts to walk up and he walks by the pool and I notice he has something with him and I'm really starting to be like, wait, what's going on? And he chucks something in the pool. And next thing I know, lifeguards are all over it.
Yeah.
And he kind of, after he chucked it, he kind of just went off. And it was a training, you know, exercise that if somebody was drowning or something was going on, then the lifeguards jumped in, blue whistles jumped in, and they rescued this weighted bag that had floated to the bottom of the pool.
Correct.
But it was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that, and it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I was
we've
very
seen it
impressed.
Before,
yeah, we've seen it
then,
since then.
But
yes. But it was odd.
First time was weird, yeah.
I'm a little bit like, what's happening here?
But the good news, too, with Fort Wilderness, there are how many other small? Two?
Well, there's, there's, I believe, are there two? I know there's one specific to the cabins.
Correct.
But there's two large cabin areas, so there may be two additional. You're putting me on the spot.
I know.
Didn't do enough of my research, so I apologize.
But my point is that they weren't murky and weird.
No.
Everybody goes to the main giant pool.
But the hot tubs at the other pools are very small, and I do remember that time that we stayed. I think we had a cabin very close to the pool, the quiet pool, and walked up. I was like, I'm ready for the hot tub. It's evening, and there were enough people in it, and it was small enough that I was like, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to pretend like I'm lost, and I'm just going to go home because I'm not getting in on this.
Aww.
So, you can make friends in a hot tub. Yeah. We made friends at our honeymoon in St. Lucia in a hot tub. Remember? I mean, we didn't really make friends. We just talked to them for a while and then never talk to them again. But all right, so we're gonna go to pick number three.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this could potentially be another very surprising one because, you know, we hit a couple deluxe resorts, but where are we talking about?
Port Orleans French Quarter.
Yeah.
The Doubloon Lagoon.
Yeah, that's the name of the pool. It was a great pool.
That is cool. This one is interesting. Very interesting because you know how I just said, it's right there by the pool. It's not like you have to walk a mile. You do not have to walk a mile, but you have to walk about 20 to 30 feet.
It's outside of the pool gates.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's outside the pool gates, and then you go straight, like you're going to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And to your right, there's this little secret garden door.
Yes.
Grated door. So it's not like you can't see through it. You can see through it. And that, behind that, is where the hot tub is.
Yeah. And it's surrounded by shrubs, I believe. Yep. Very well maintained shrubs. So it is very, very secluded.
It is.
And it is a little private piece of paradise. Now, here's the issue with this one.
Mm-hmm.
No, as we went in one night, were you with me or did I go to the hot tub by myself?
Well, I remember I thought there was a guy, one, and you got in because you told me the story.
It was me. So I wasn't it was with just you. Me. So I was like, I'm gonna go to the hot tub. This is gonna be great. It was late at night, and I decided I'm gonna walk through. But your vision, you really can't tell 100% if anybody's in the hot tub until you swing open the gate and you walk through. So I swing open the gate, walk through, just me, and there is one guy in the hot tub.
I mean, it's not huge, but it's not small.
No, it's like a decent size. But so in my brain, my decision is, do I just turn around and run away because I don't want to share a hot tub with a stranger like this guy?
But he also sees you.
But also he sees me, and I'm just the type that in my brain, I'm very weird. And I'm like, I don't want this guy to think like, oh, no, I just made somebody else leave because I'm in the hot tub. So I casually go ahead and I dip in the hot tub and I get in it for a little bit. And
it's
just me and another guy that I don't know in the hot tub. And, you know, we talked a little bit. It was like, hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Okay, where do I look at now? Like, again, we're back to the back seat of the station wagon. I don't want to make eye contact with him. Now, it would be like, what would happen if I walked in and I got in the hot tub like right next to him?
Well, that would be really weird.
And just be like, no,
but then you wouldn't have to look at him.
I know, it's true. I'm expecting. I want to be on this side, so I don't have to look you in the eye, buddy. Seriously, this is for both of us. But so I went and I just got in the hot tub, and luckily, like a couple minutes later, he ended up leaving. Now, I don't know if that was his plan or if he was like, it was this creepy dude who got in the hot tub with me. But but I love the seclusion, and I do think this is one that is very, like, we had to find it, I remember.
Oh, yeah, because we were like, there's got to be a hot tub. This is a...
Right. It's a moderate resort. They got to have a hot tub.
Yep.
There are no, you know, we have no hot tubs at Values, of course, except technically the campsites, if you want to include those. So it was, it can be awkward. I mean, that's what I'm going to keep coming back to. I would like a hot tub at our house because hopefully I don't have to go out and have there be strangers in there.
No.
And if there are, I can call the police.
Mm-hmm. Say,
excuse me, there's a stranger in my hot tub. Would you please come get him? He's wearing a banana hammock. All right, we're going to go on to number two. And where are we heading for our number two best hot tub in Disney World, Rhonda?
Wilderness Lodge, Boulder Ridge Cove Pool. This hot tub is... I really like this one. Yeah. And I don't... I love it.
Yeah.
I just love where it's located. It's right by the kids play area.
Mm-hmm.
It's near the geyser. It's elevated. It's mm-hmm. up a couple
like
of
those.
Stops which I stop steps which I like that too. And it's so really you're looking over the kids play area. You, I believe, can see the geyser when it shoots off.
Yeah.
And you can overlook the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're in it at night and the water pageant's going off and the fireworks are going off, I know you can see the fireworks. I don't think you can see the water pageant. I think you
can hear it.
You can hear it, obviously, yeah. But I think you have to stand up because I think we did and I stood up, got out, and like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, and then of course, Geyser Point is right there. So, and then now the new salon is mm-hmm. right there as well.
Yeah.
It's a great area, great location.
Yeah.
We, one of my, I mean, you know, if we go, if we talk about like Disney memories, one of my favorite memories ever was that night at Fort Wilderness. And I want to say coming up this July, it'll been 3 years.
You mean Wilderness Lodge?
Wilderness Lodge.
You
did
said
I say?
Fort Wilderness.
Oh, uh-huh. Wilderness Lodge. one of my favorite memories, I think it'll be 3 years ago this upcoming July, was your birthday and Lacey's birthday when we went. We stayed at Fort Wilderness, and I remember
Wilderness
that
Lodge.
Night. Oh, my God. Why do I keep saying that?
Well,
Wilderness
we're
Lodge.
We're just talking about
Fort I
Wilderness.
Know. Brain. Come on, buddy. Quarantine brain. Not going well. So we're back at Fort Wilderness. I'm kidding. I did that one on purpose to trick you. I was gonna see if you got it. But we're at Wilderness Lodge like 3 years ago, and we went at night, and the kids were playing on the kids splash area, and we were going back and forth from there and the hot tub and all. And it was just like one of those Disney memories that I think is like absolutely ingrained in my brain.
I remember y'all playing at the pool because the pool also is really cool because it looks like Disney magic. The geyser inside that is bubbling runs all the way down into the pool. And there is the little like waterfall that you can swim up to.
Yeah.
That is pushing into the pool. And I remember taking pictures of y'all. I remember you and the kids playing, and it was really cool. And it was, that pool was a great, I mean, that weekend or however many days, I don't think it was a weekend, but the,
we stayed two, three nights, I think.
It was absolutely amazing.
We got so lucky. We got a firework view up on the sixth floor.
We could see the castle. Yeah. Like, it was crazy.
It was.
Like, I'll never forget. I was like, what'd you do? And he's like, I didn't do nothing.
I was like, I didn't do anything. This is just what, this is just what happened. It was Disney matter. I'm going to get verklempt. Verklempt? Is that what they say? Is that what he says? On Mike Myers, when we did the coffee talk. Anyway.
I have no idea.
I didn't tell you. You're earlier, I was looking, and I'll probably reach out to Kendra and travel with Zip.com. I was so interested to see, like, what is, like, just a random night in August right now look like for
Wilderness Lodge? Mm.
Yeah. Like how much? About $350, which is not horrendous. I would pay that to go there for a night. So we might. But anyway, this is a wonderful, wonderful hot tub. We're going to move on to number one. And part of me is so excited to share this. And part of me hopes that Jared doesn't have to rub this in my face that we picked his resort. But where are we headed to for our number one hot tub getting bubbly on Walt Disney World property?
The Polynesian Village Resort. Yeah. The lava pool. It's at the Poly.
Yeah, that ain't bad. Like, that's a pretty good
that's it. That's all I have to say. I'm just kidding.
We could stop. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. No, but seriously.
It is raised atmosphere.
Yeah, like raised up in the
whole
atmosphere,
which is
of
like
everything.
The,
it's unbelievable.
Like the Wilderness Lodge.
Yep.
It is. It is. It's really neat. It's cool, and it's, you know, and the neat part with Polynesian too. You have that zero entry pool.
Yeah,
I love those. I'm
yeah,
not gonna lie.
I do too. I like the pool at Poly a lot.
Yep. And you can watch the fireworks.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny because I put this on here and I lied earlier, Rhonda.
What'd you lie?
As
about?
I realized, as I said, I don't believe that we ever dipped a toe in the Poly hot tub because we were there in July, but I saw it and I wanted to get in it and we just never did.
Mm-hmm.
And what was great.
Yeah. Cause I remember walking past it because of the way that it flows over the rocks. It's really cool.
And what's awesome about it too, if you happen to be staying club level, it is very, very close walk.
Yes.
To that building.
Yep.
And it just, it's gorgeous. I mean, it really is that whole area, you know, I mean, atmosphere I think comes into play, you know, it's not very big. So again, you could get into some awkward situations, but but you can see who's in it.
Oh, it's
not like a hidden one. So you can see it and you can be like, all right, I want to go up there. Or I don't want to go up there.
Well, the last time we were walking by and I kept staring at it, there was this little kid in it.
Yeah.
Like by himself.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Swimming around. Like it was quite funny. And I was like, where's your parents?
But yeah. I love it. You know, again, we can't speak on things like Riviera, Contemporary, Grand Flow, you know, the ones that we haven't stayed at. I mean, at least I know we haven't been in the poly pool, the hot tub. We'll get in it at some point.
We stayed there and we walked past it.
We did. So I think we have enough credibility to make it our number one.
I think so. Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add about hot tubs in general? I feel like we've covered them a lot. Please.
No, but I can tell one story about a hot tub. I have a story.
Oh, okay. Let's hear this. What?
So maybe this is why I really don't care for hot tubs anymore.
Oh, Lord.
So we went with my amazing family to Breckenridge, Colorado.
Okay. So amazing family is in your parents, your mom, your dad, my brother.
Yep. Okay. And we were there. I think we were there with other friends and stuff, but we were there. We went skiing and we stayed in this ski in and ski out. I believe it was like this condo, but it shared, you know, things, and hot tub was one. And my brother and I went to the hot tub. And the neat and amazing part was that it was hot. And it started snowing. No, I mean, like, steaming. Like, it was very hot. Like, I don't know if it was, like, you know, the temp of 105 or 10 or whatever.
I think that's
it
pretty standard. 105, 110, something like that.
Because, like, we were freezing trying to get out there. We were freezing.
Right.
Walking back, we weren't. And it started snowing. It was amazing. We were sitting in there. It started snowing. There were literally snowflakes coming down. And we're sitting in this hot tub. And then somebody else came to join. And this was a hot tub that was where I think there were small stairs, but you could also, like, take and swing your leg over.
I'm on the edge of my seat because you're such a long storyteller that it's very, like, it's, I mean, this is intense. I don't know how this is going to end. And I'm on the edge of my seat, so, literally. Wait, you're swinging your leg over what? I missed that part. Wait, what are you swinging your leg over?
The hot tub. Like, you're getting into the hot tub.
Oh, it's above ground? Uh-huh. Slightly? Oh.
Not slightly.
It's completely above ground.
And I think there was some
stairs. Were you sure this was connected to the hotel, or was this somebody's backyard?
No.
I've seen a hotel that has an above ground
hot tub.
It wasn't
a hotel. This was a community. Said all that from the beginning.
Okay, no, but that's still strange to have an above ground hot tub.
It was Breckenridge.
Leg swinging going on.
So there was some leg swinging going on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And let's just say it was a woman and she hadn't shaved in quite a while.
Wow. This.
Daniel and I looked at each other and I think we're like, yep, we're done. Okay. And I mean, we immediately were like, mom needs this, right? Yep. Come on, let's go. And I mean, it was. I just was like, oh my God. And I was young. I was young. I was
young?
In high school.
Didn't
I was working.
Didn't even want to give a warning to our listeners that there's going to be some talk of of leg swinging and other areas. I don't know. Should we put in a disclaimer before? Like, should I edit it and put it in a disclaimer? I don't know. Maybe we'll ask some people before I edit this down, but. The last question I need is, what is she talking about, Mommy? That she had not shaved. So
anyways,
that is an interesting story. I had no idea. I didn't think it was going in that direction.
That is my story. You always have stories.
I had a story. I do often have stories. None of them are as such as that one. And so I'm over here as the guy who
you
tries
don't
to
want
to
go in a hot tub. Now,
I try to lead the conversation. Well, not with that lady. No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go in a hot tub with that lady. I'm not sure what else we should say. I don't know where to head to. Are you okay? Are you gonna live? I don't know.
I was in high school because I wanted to take my parents. So I would try to pay for it. So I was working, but
Daniel, okay.
I don't know. It was.
Did you give her?
Young.
Did you give her your card?
No,
and say, I'm a hairdresser.
I don't do that.
No, I don't know where this is gone. This is now Main Street Magic After Dark.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know.
I haven't said anything
else. We could put in a disclaimer at some point. I don't know. I don't want to be the one that like a 6 year old's listening. You know what? At this point, nobody. I don't think any parents are really listening in their car with their kids because they're not going anywhere. So maybe this one.
Maybe you should send it to Gary and ask.
Maybe this about one is me safe. Listening. Yeah, we do that sometimes. Actually, have Gary overlook some things. That's not true. Have I done that before? Oh, I did do that before.
Well, Mia watches a bunch of us.
That's true.
And she.
That is true. So hot tubs, huh? They're fun. I like hot tubs. I like hot tubs at time, Disney.
I can't say it. Hot tub time machine.
Hot tub time machine is a good movie. I'll tell you right now, I would like to get into a hot tub at Disney. Are you okay, honey? I think Rhonda snorting is one of the bingo chips on the new Main Street Magic bingo game. And I have a feeling right now people are just crossing them off left and right. If I could get in the hot tub time machine at Disney, would you prefer for it to take us back before all of this corona stuff started?
Yes.
Or would you prefer for it to take us forward when we hope that it is controlled and ended?
I'd say take it back because I think the new normal is going to be very different.
It is.
And I don't know what it's going to look like for a while. And if it ever, I don't know.
If studies came out, and I'm not a scientist, believe it or not, I know that comes as a shock to many people. If it came out and it said hot tubs destroy coronavirus.
Oh, I'd be swimming in that bad boy.
There you go. Okay. I was just checking, but I think I already said this, but last time I said it, I got the swing of the leg story. So I don't know if I want to ask again if there's anything you want to add. Okay. This is good. I do have some cool stories. I don't know that I have a hot tub one like that. I mean, I did get in a hot tub once in the snow, and it was a leg swing one, but it was with friends. So we didn't have to worry about
that's great.
Bush people or anything coming in. So that part was fine. I'm going to attempt to wrap this up, I think, at this point. Right?
I'm
okay.
ready.
I don't know. I'm
ready to wrap up.
I feel like my face is red. Nobody can see. I don't know why I'm embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
I don't know.
Are you embarrassed for that lady? Because she should have not done that.
Well, it was cold outside. She
has nothing to
was
do.
Trying to keep warm.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you here.
She had a bathing suit on.
Okay. Was it? I don't know if I want any more questions. But I feel like this is a very vivid memory for you.
Oh, it is.
It's a great. Do you think of it at night? Like, do you have nightmares of that at night? Like I do with Danger Noodles.
No.
Like, I think.
But I will never forget that. That's why it's very
that poor. Yeah. What if she's listening? How would that? That would be actually amazing. If she's listening, she's a big Disney fan, and all of a sudden she's like, "Huh, I was in Breckenridge about that long ago,
and I didn't tell the time and day."
I know. Still though, there's going to be a couple people though that haven't taken care of business, and they're going to be like, "Was that me? I was in Breckenridge one time. I don't know." But, okay, so anyway, I don't know where this is heading.
You
now.
Were taking it.
I don't even know if this.
You
is
were a, taking yeah. it worse than I was.
This is true. It's the way that my mind works. I don't know, but all right. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that you will continue to listen. We will keep leg swing stories maybe out of future episodes. I really don't know. I don't know where things are heading. This is a quarantine day. I'm not even sure. But we are enjoying each other. We are enjoying our family. Rhonda made a face at me, so she maybe not as much as I, but anywho, thank you guys so much for listening. If you've not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, please do so right now. You should also subscribe to the Disc Dudes and Capture the Magic as well. And please just leave us a rating and review. Please make them positive at this point.
And
why
it
would
helps
they do that?
All of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
I started to go bleh.
Why?
Because hot tubs.
Getting the hot tub bubbly.
They're nothing but
hot
stop.
Bacteria. Okay, ready? We're going to get into the episode. Let's do this.